I know my broadcast partner for basketball, Dick Girardi, holds this man in very high esteem, and that is Lafitte Pinkai Jr. Lafitte, welcome back to the show. It's always a pleasure. Thank you for your time.
Anytime. Thanks for having me on. Dick Girardi, he is a legend. He is a legend. Good man.
He is the man. All right. So, were you surprised that Churchill Downs released the results now and didn't wait?
It all happened pretty quickly, didn't it? Rumors started circulating Saturday night, Steve, and between horse racing insiders, have you heard this? Is there any truth to that? Sometimes it's just the sewing circle doing its thing. I had kind of disconnected. I was at the beach for the weekend, came home Saturday night, woke up Sunday morning to like 45 text messages, and very quickly realized there was a raging inferno on the other side of where this smoke originated. And, yeah, I think that Bob Baffert coming out and having the press conference and announcing that he had been notified that Medina Spirit had tested positive for a legal therapeutic, but it was an infraction. It was over the legal limit on race day. I think that caught everybody off guard, being that that's what we heard before Churchill Downs' statement. And Churchill acting very swiftly to suspend Bob Baffert from running horses at Churchill Downs. I think in most cases, there's a sample test, as I'm sure you've heard plenty about, a second test, that if that supports the findings in the original test, then consequences are faced for that particular infraction. This seemed to move much quicker. So the speed of which everything is happening, I think that's been difficult to keep up with. So yes, in a very long roundabout way of asking your question, I was a little surprised.
Lafitte, what about the integrity of the sport, which is obviously critical when people are putting their dollars on the line? What does this do to have people questioning the integrity of the sport?
Two ways to look at it. It's a black eye in its immediacy, in that people, unfortunately, are more interested, seemingly, I don't mean to put a blanket statement, but more interested in headlines than details. This is still a process that needs to play out, but all people are going to remember is the headline, is the story, is Kentucky Derby winner fails drug test. And I think first and foremost, specifically the sport on a day to understand that a medication violation isn't a medication violation isn't a medication violation. For example, if you'll remember last March, the feds raiding the stables of trainers Jorge Navarro and Jason Service for truly nefarious acts, cheating in its most blatant form. This was mislabeled drugs, this was performance-enhancing drugs, and for that reason, facing serious, serious consequences. You can't just throw a blanket over every infraction. What you have to remember is that the Horse Racing Integrity Act, the sport is taking necessary steps in order to clean things up, guys. Drugs have been a problem in this sport for a long, long time, so these rules are more stringent. It's more strict. Bob Baffert said it himself last summer. He's like, man, somebody's going to get popped for something really ticky-tack, the way they're measuring these things now. I don't want to bore your listeners to death with terms that are becoming household names, like a picogram, right? Betamethasone, the therapeutic that was in Medina Spirit's system. A picogram being a trillionth of a gram. That's how much was found in his system, 14 picograms. The testing itself in that detail, I think that it's a step in the right direction. There is going to be some trial and error along the way, but you have to remember that, look, if you take a step back and say, if this sport is willing to potentially disqualify a horse trained by Bob Baffert, who just won the Kentucky Derby, they are serious about cleaning a game up. It is needed some cleaning up, a lot of cleaning.
And Lafitte, it turns out for Medina Spirit, what he had in him, at least what's alleged, is double what is legally allowed in Kentucky racing. So does there need to be a national standard and not just a state standard?
It makes it tricky. I think there's been infractions and medication violations because sometimes trainers just don't know what's legal here what the legal limit is there. It changes from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. You can discuss the necessity for a central governing body. Absolutely. We can spend 3 hours discussing that, where if everything, all these decisions and all these rules, if it wasn't quite as complicated because we were all following the same rule book, absolutely, for the trainers, it would be made that much easier. Kentucky did change this particular rule for this particular therapeutic. Last August, 10 picograms were allowed of betamethasone on race day. Now it's no tolerance. Now, again, he had 14 picograms, which he would have breached regardless. Let me say this. I'm not a vet. I'm not a horseman or really an expert in these matters. I'm learning as this story unfolds along right. with you guys. And I've spoken to many experts. The next person that tells me, who knows a lot more about these things than I do, that, Medina Spirit won that Kentucky Derby because of the betamethasone, the next person to tell me that will be the first. It's not why he won the Kentucky Derby, but it's an infraction. A rule is a rule, and his Kentucky Derby, along with Vermont Baffert, owner Amr Zidane, jockey John Velasquez, private bloodstock agent Gary Young, the breeder Gail Rice, this great story of a horse that was originally purchased for $1,000, all of a sudden, that Derby win is in jeopardy, and a great story is now, as you mentioned moments ago, is for the time being, a bad look in the black eye for the sport.
Yeah, you notice I haven't asked you whether it allowed the horse to win. I asked you about nationalization of standards because I think there's bigger things that are going to take place with this, and that's one of them that I think needs to be discussed, because I think what's legal in California, where Baffert does a lot of racing, is going to be different than the standard in New York. It's going to be different than the standard in Kentucky, correct?
When I referenced the need for a central governing body, I agree. Yeah, from a national. So if everybody was following, if every trainer knew exactly in the different jurisdictions what was allowed and how much of it, you wouldn't have any confusion. And I'm not citing it. I'm not saying a mistake here or an infraction was a result of any confusion. But absolutely, I think this is another example of why the sport would be better off with a central governing body. And there's been an outcry for that for a long, long time.
So with this now in play, because it won't be resolved in all likelihood before Saturday, Medina Spirit's going to run at the Preakness. So what does this now do to the Preakness and how people view the Preakness on Saturday?
Has that been decided? Is he going to be allowed to run in the Preakness? The last I heard was the Maryland Jockey Club and the Maryland Racing Commission. They were going to review this. Has something come out in the last hour or so?
No, all I've read is that a question was posed. As of right now, that Baffert may consider legal action if he can't run. So I don't know whether he can or he can't.
Okay, so yeah, that's where we are. So Bob Baffert's not going, by the way. He said he doesn't want to be a distraction. Assistant trainer Jimmy Barnes will be there, and man, is he going to earn his paycheck that week. With the Maryland, the Jockey Club, and the Maryland Racing Commission were going to review the matter, and they were going to determine whether or not Medina Spirit or any Bob Baffert trained horse was going to be allowed to run in Pimlico. There's two perspectives. There's the, no shoes, no shirt, no service. We own the place. We can determine if we say who runs it and doesn't. Like, that's one perspective. The other is we're still waiting for the split sample, that second test. So I don't know if they have the legal standing to say that Baffert can't run any horses at Pimlico. And as you mentioned, Bob Baffert's lawyer, they filed for a restraining order that would prevent the powers that be from not allowing Bob Baffert trained horses to run at Pimlico that particular weekend. Again, the horses are on a van. This thing gets crazier by the minute. There's a work stoppage right now for Tex Sutton, the service provider that typically shifts the horses from one place to another that flies them there. Instead, the horses are being vanned to Pimlico, but Bob Baffert, he is not going. So I guess, the entries for Black Eyed Susan Day and Preakness Saturday were pushed back. So I there will be some clarity before long, but that's another layer of complication is that the clock's spinning. We're not going to have the results of that sample test before Saturday, and these decisions need to be made right away because time is a factor.
because I know 53 years ago, and I was just a kid at the time, but it was a big deal because I grew up in New England. Peter Fuller was a big car dealer in New England in the Boston area. He owned Dancer's Image. And Dancer's Image was disqualified after winning the Kentucky Derby. I believe Forward Pass ended up being the winner. Well, Dancer's Image ran in the Preakness. He finished third and got disqualified for some infraction on the track. But they did let the horse run. So at least historically, they have let him run before.
There's precedent. Absolutely. So that would make sense. I feel for everybody at the Maryland Jockey Club and the Preakness. Over the last 3 years, you had the disqualification 2 years back with Maximum Security and Country House. Like, all right, we get to see this rematch in the Preakness.
Right.
And neither horse showed up. Country House never raced again. Last year with the pandemic, the Preakness in October, and now this mess. You got to feel for them. It's beyond disappointing. And first and foremost, I grew up in this sport. It's in my blood. I am a fan first. It kills me that the sport is yeah. Again, as we mentioned, a black guy. You know, I've known Bob Baffert a long time. I like him a lot. He's always been great in terms of his accessibility and his candor. I wish this wasn't happening. None of that matters right now. None of that matters. What matters is that what has happened, that Medina Spirit's Derby win is in jeopardy, and we all have to kind of pump the brakes before jumping to conclusions, understanding that this process does still have to play out. It's still very early on, and this is going to go on for a while.
Extremely well put. Just exactly the perspective I expected. Thank you so much. Like you, may not have grown up in it, but I'm a fan of it, and I'm going to wait and see like you are.
Really appreciate it. Appreciate the time, guys. Have a great one.